listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
It's immediately after the close of our last episode, 8:15 in the morning. And as the taxi cab in which the man we know as Marcel Blanc pulls to a stop before Chicago's Union Station, Marcel gets out, closely followed by Kitty DiCarlo, May Grant, and Dory. Back in the lobby of the Hotel Miramar, we hear...
Harry.
See you, Bella. And I think that cinches it. I think we'll be able to make Mr. Morrison tell us what we want to know after we get hold of that. And Nurse, could we speak to you for a moment?
Huh?
We'd like to talk to you.
Oh, well, give me a chance to get my breath. Well, you gave me a shock.
Oh, well, here's a $5 bill.
For what?
Why, to make you feel better.
Oh, well, thanks, mister. I feel fine now. So what can I do for you?
You've got to know about the doll you're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that Mexican store down there. Look at it.
Well, I...
Yes?
I was supposed to take everything I found to the manager.
Oh, everything?
Everything from 417.
Oh, where you found this doll?
Yes.
Well, all I want to do is look at it, and then you can take it to the manager. Okay?
Okay. You sure that's no more, Jim Ritchie? Don't need me a green sash. Usually those dolls have red sashes.
That doesn't mean anything, Bella. A green sash couldn't prove that May and Dory were in this hotel. I have a...
What'd you find?
I think you ought to take this to the manager.
Huh?
Right away. Do you mind if we go with you when you turn this in, Miss?
No.
So this doll was in 417.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One of the guests left it?
Yeah. She had a sweet little girl. She was crying when they took her out.
Was she?
I guess it's because they made her leave without this doll.
Uh-huh.
You'd be surprised at the things people leave in hotel rooms.
Yes, I bet. The manager's office is this way, isn't it?
You know,
we just left him.
Then?
Step right in.
Well?
What do you want?
Oh. Give it to him, Miss.
Give me what, Pearl?
It's that doll, Mr. Marston.
Uh-huh.
Tell him where you found it, Pearl.
First 17.
First 17, Mr. Marston. A straw doll.
The straw a little girl would play with. And love enough to make a green sash for.
A doll belonging to a little girl who stayed in 417 last night, Mr. Morrison.
Can I go, Mr. Morrison?
Of course, Pearl.
Well, Mr. Morrison,
doesn't prove anything.
Oh? All right, then how about this? Stuff under the sash next to the body of the doll. Listen. Mr. Mason, May Grant and Dory are being taken to...
At all?
Yes, that's the end of the message. He obviously was interrupted. Now, you're still going to tell me that May Grant and Dory were not in this hotel last night? Play smart. Tell me how I can find them, Mr. Morrison.
My heart.
Come on, forget your heart. This little girl is 5 years old.
There's nothing I can say.
Oh, yes, there is. You can say where they've gone. What does the man with them look like?
I can't get it.
What?
Can't. I don't know where they are.
But they were here when my operative called last night.
Yeah.
And you destroyed the hotel record.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we understand each other. So talk.
I haven't anything to say, Mr. Mason.
Look, Morrison, do you realize the spot you're in?
Yes.
A sick man like you, how long do you think you'd last in prison?
I can guess.
He's not worth covering, and you know it.
Yes, I know that.
Well, then.
That's the same. I'll cover him.
Then let him get away?
Then let him get away.
He's got you in that tight a lock?
If I talk about him, something happens to someone.
Who?
Someone I love very much.
Oh, I see.
Someone who used to be my wife. No, I wouldn't last at all in prison, Mr. Mason. I know that. And I don't blame you for putting on the pressure. And if it weren't for Lily...
Your wife?
If it weren't for her, I'd give you Frenchie. I'd give him to you in spades. But I can't. can't. Because he's the key to Herb and Lily. Lily ran away with him a couple of years back.
Yes?
Yeah. After a while, he threw her out like a dog. I've been looking everywhere for her.
Demars.
I know I don't sound like much of a man, but I want her back. I love Lily. And man, she knows where she is.
And he'll help you as long as you help him.
Yeah.
He hasn't told you?
He won't. Not until after he gets out of Chicago. When he leaves Chicago, he'll send me a message.
Do you trust him?
Trust him? Trust Frenchie? No. No, not any further than I can throw this building. He'd double-cross his own mother if it didn't get him anything. But he's my only chance. Lily's sick. She needs me. She never did know how to take care of herself. And now she'd starve to death before she'd come to me. So you see, I've got to find her. I've got to find her. Try to understand how it is with me, Mr. Mason. I'll talk. Sure, I'll talk. As soon as I know who Lillian is. I want to see that guy get what's coming to him.
But it may be too late by the time you hear.
Dory is in danger all the time. Your wife is not.
I can't help that, Mr. Mason. I'm sorry for the kid. I'm sorry for anyone Frenchie gets under his thumb. Now, look, I'm not trying to crawl out. I've done things that... Yeah, but I've never touched kids. If I could help the little girl and help Willie, too, I think...
Now, let's get to it.
Huh?
You tell us what you know about Frenchie, and if we catch him, he'll never know where we got the information.
That's simple, huh?
Yes, won't it do? Give us his description, we'll pick him up like that.
He'll never know?
No one will know.
You really do like that?
Yes.
I wouldn't have to be a witness.
No.
I tell you how he looks, what he's wearing, how to tell him. I stay completely out of it.
That's right. And I can cover you because I've organized the search. I could have found him anyhow. He's running that chance. Well? Deal?
Deal.
Oh, thank goodness.
Where do you want me to start, Mr. Mason?
You know where they've gone.
Why, he told me Union Railroad Station.
Yeah, well, a couple of them.
Yes,
Quake should be out in the lobby. Get him, tell him to alert his men, then come in here and get this description.
Right, I will.
Meanwhile, Morrison, you give me everything you know on this man, particularly his description.
All right.
This may be Craig now. Shall I open the door?
Yes, please.
Yes?
Mr. Al Morrison? Is Mr. Al Morrison here?
Al Morrison? That must be my message, Mr. Mason. My message from Frenchie. Come over here, boy.
Yes, sir. I'm coming.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, give me. Give me. Yes, sir.
Move, Donna. Carry him over on the couch. Look at him now. And speaking of looks, take a look at that message when I loosen this collar.
What? Oh.
Well, read it, Bella.
Dear Al, I got the thinking, Al, and I'm not sure you'll play square. So I'm not sending you Lily's address. I'll have a contact who, if I get away all right, so don't try anything funny, pal. It's type, Perry, not signed.
No, Bella?
No. Talk about shock.
Yes, we won't have a shock. All right, you better go out and tell the desk clerk, have him get on the phone and send for Morrison's personal physician. If he can't get here at once, have him send another doctor. This is an emergency.
You think?
I think he'll be looking at attention soon, but Frenchie won't have to worry about his talking because he won't be able to talk.
Oh,
all right, get moving, Della. I'll make Morrison as comfortable as I can until the doctor gets here.
The double dealing of the man who calls himself Marcel Blanc has reached out to seal the mouth of Al Morrison, and it looks as though Al's mouth may be sealed permanently. But more about that tomorrow, so won't you join us?